Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Welcome to It Factor Entertainment Radio, your host, Wayne Benitez. How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? We have a special guest from the family known of the Jackson 5, the Jacksons. Give it up for Tito Jackson. His next album coming up, Tito Time. Yes, Tito.
Hey.
Hey.
How you doing there, Wayne?
Doing good.
Yeah, everything
welcome
okay?
Welcome to It Factor Entertainment Radio.
Hey, oh, you got it. My pleasure.
Yes.
My pleasure.
Yes, tell me about your first solo album, Tito Time. Was this the was this the right time for you to air it instead of like while I'm performing in the Jacksons?
Well, you know, Wayne, it's a long story, but if you want to hear, you got time for it, I'll tell it to you. Back in the day when the brothers were very young, when we were still trying to find girlfriends and wives and that kind of stuff, you know, my brothers basically were busy continuously. And I got married very young at age. I got married a week out of high school. And then I had my first kid 2 years later. And my brothers had solo careers. And I'm saying, like, I can't do a solo. The Jacksons got me so busy. I got to raise my son. So I decided to put my career on hold. But prior to that, I was starting to record a solo record with Motown. But it was basically incomplete because my father had moved up from Motown to Sony. Long story makes long story short. But anyhow, so I thought it would be better for me to be a father. To be there for my kids and raise them and, you know, do the right thing. And I just thought that I've always had time to chase or do a solo record or whatever. And I didn't do it immediately after the guys had grown, you know. They had grown up and become great young men with their own musical careers. And then I probably took another 10 or 15 years just trying to find myself because I had been working practically my entire life. And, you know, you sort of can be unbalanced if you don't have that stability of knowing who you are on an everyday basis besides the airplanes and the trains and the crowds and the records and all the show business BS, you know. So I decided to take some time to find out who I was, you know. And meanwhile, you know, I noticed that there were people asking, are you ever going to do a record, you know, da 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 da. Charles Barkley was saying some crazy shit on the, this is internet radio?
Yes.
Well, but anyway,
Charles Barkley.
and he just, you know, I said, you know what, Charles, don't throw me under the bus like that. My brother, I love you, man. I think you're great, you know, and I have my things I do, whether you see it or not, you know, but don't be throwing me under the bus. So anyhow, I just decided, you know what, instead of making those kind of comments, you know, just do it. Do your thing. Show them who you are. Show them that you wrote this song in the Jackson. Show them that you made up these parts here and there. Show them that you have some talent and stuff. And don't be that trivia question, because I've always been so quiet in the group and I've never expressed myself. People didn't even know I can talk. You know, but I don't sing a little bit, you know. So I decided just to do a record. But what made me do it, actually, is I had almost 15 years ago, like I said, when I had taken that break to find out exactly who I was at the same time, you know, I had other brothers doing basically the same thing. And I was willing to get it all back together, hit the road, and I was missing the whole musical side of the whole situation because I'm a musician, as well as the entertainment side of it. So I formulated a band with my friends in a city called Oxnard, California. And all these guys had local jobs. They weren't professional musicians. They were just guys who know how to play music and blues, basically. And we called ourselves the Beer Belly Blues Band. It was all bees, of course. And I traveled around the country and other places in Europe alike. And I did that for maybe 3 or 4 years. Then I started doing other stuff like Tom Joyner Cruise and Corvette Cruise out of San Francisco. I opened up a Gladys Knight in Europe. Did a couple of European tours, and one thing grew into another. And I decided, you know what, this is great, but I need to put out some music for these people, because most of the songs I'm doing are either Jackson 5 songs, which I was a part of it, but that doesn't express me as an individual. And I was doing, of course, a lot of blues covers. And so I decided I need to do that record I've always thought about doing. I need to take some time and just really put this record together. So I did that, you know. And the type of person I am, I do construction and all that. So I built my own studio, me and a couple of friends. You know, bought the equipment and got with some buddies and started writing. And my son started writing And one thing led to another, and the next thing you know, I have two or three songs that sounded good, and I'm building onto it, and next thing I know, I got a record that's ready to move, and that's where we are today.
Yeah. Also, can you tell me about your Big Daddy, working with Big Daddy Kane on his album as one of their... feature songs?
Yeah, Big Daddy Kane came as a gift, a surprise, I should say. Because what had happened is that we had Giddy Baby, and we had that little eight bar music area that was put in there for rap. And we had tried to get Snoop Dogg or Jay-Z or any of the local guys, you know, whether it's Kanye, whoever, come and do that for us, but they were all busy on the road and doing their thing. So my producer said, "Hey man, I know Big Daddy Kane's manager." I said, "What?" And we're sitting here trying to figure out who's going to do this rap. Call him, man. Anyway, he sent him the song and everything. Of course, the manager gave it over to Big Daddy Kane. Big Daddy Kane called the producer back and said, "Is this Tito on this record, or is this one of his artists, or who? Tell me something about who is this?" And he goes, "No, man, that's Tito." No, he goes, "No, who is it? Is it somebody singing this? Did you write it?" "No, that's Tito singing. This is Tito's single. This is his music, his record." He goes, "Get him on the phone." So I got to talk to Big Daddy Kane, and I said, "Hey, what's up, man?" He said, "Tito, man, I want to tell you, man, is this you on this record?" I said, "Yeah, that's me, Kane." He goes, "Man, this is a smash, man. I want to be on this. I'm going to write something on this, and I'll have it back to you within 24. And which is exactly what happened. You know, he took it into his lab and wrote down what he do what he do the best, you know, and came back, and it was like icing on the cake.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Also, which one of your brothers was the practical joker of the family?
Was and still is Marlon. Marlon Jackson is the biggest joker in the world. He should have been a comedian.
Definitely. He also has that charisma also. what are your memories of playing 5-on-5 basketball with the Silvers, Droop?
Yeah, the Silvers was one of my favorite friend bands, I should call it, because we're all close, very close in age. A couple of them mimicked our voices on our cartoon series. They lived around the corner from us. And of course, we were all in show business. So that was one of the funnest times, just growing up and knowing those guys. And as a matter of fact, I saw, I believe it was one of the kids I saw the other day. What's the youngest one name? I forgot his name. But anyhow,
Foster
Silver? Yeah, Foster. I saw Foster about a month ago over at a show I did at the Jace Brown's club about a month ago, and he's looking good, doing good, getting ready to do some music and that whole thing.
Yes, that's another successful family also. Any memories of the Osmonds also?
Yeah, the Osmonds was also a good friend then at the Jackson 5 back in the day. You know, we used to always just hang out together and see each other across on the road and just share times and friendship. That's about it.
Yes. Which of your brothers were you more close to?
Well, I wouldn't say anyone in particular. I was close to all of them. You know, I have something I would say. I hung out with Jackie or Jermaine more because of the age when we were kids, but you know, as you grow on to adulthood, you know, everyone becomes of the same generation. You know, I'm equal to all of them, just about the same.
All right. Also, what got your son's 3T's interest in the business?
Well, 3T is having fun in the business, and they're always working on something, whether it's musically or video-wise or some other element, and they have this charity that they're doing for their mom as well that helps other young kids, you know, along that have some of the similar issues or situations that they had when they lost their mom, so, which is a very good thing.
Yes. And is it true that you're a huge fan of the L.A. Lakers?
Who, me? No. No, I've never been a Laker fan. I'm a fan of the Clippers. And I've been a fan of the Clippers ever since they were down in San Diego because they were always on the bottom of the – hold on 1 second. Ever since the Clippers was down in San Diego, you know, and they were the underdogs, you know, I was always a fan of theirs. And to see them move from a low position in the finals or the standings after every year in last place to the top, you know, it's a great feeling. Whether they've won an NBA championship or not, they just making it to the playoffs and winning a division or whatever is a great thing to see the Clippers do that.
Yes. They candidates for this season. That's for sure for the West.
Yes. Yeah, but you know that the Golden State team is very hot.
Yes, definitely. Definitely with Kevin Durant now added on to with Seth Curry.
Yeah, exactly. All-star team.
And Can you tell me, can you plug any of your upcoming shows and appearances for guests?
Well, right
I mean,
now,
for fans and guests?
Well, this is sort of alternative. And the only thing I can think that's concrete for Tito Jackson is that I'm going to be performing very shortly on the Tom Joyner Cruise. Fantastic Voyage Cruise, I believe it's called.
Yes, Tom Joyner, excellent guy, definitely excellent guy in this industry. Yes, Tito, it's an honor for you to be on If Factor Entertainment Radio. You can come back anytime to the show also.
Okay, thank you.
You have a wonderful... You're welcome. You have a definitely you have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Tito Jackson from the legendary group The Jackson 5 and The Jacksons. If you want to download this episode, it's right up at If Factor Entertainment Radio on Facebook and Twitter, or at blogtalkradio.com, wrestlingitfactorradio.com/itfactorentertainment. This is Wayne Benitez signing off. Later.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it?